listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. Contingencies are being considered as teachers prepare to walk off the job for half the day on Tuesday. They're taking industrial action as they fight for better pay and conditions. Director General of Education, Lisa Rogers, has told the ABC, ideally, schools will be able to remain open.
If we can't provide a duty of care, we'll have to close the school till 12:30 or 11:30, and we'll inform parents of that tomorrow. It's not a blanket approach across all schools. We're going to do our very best to keep schools open.
After closing its doors due to operation disputes, the fate of this year's Cossack Art Awards hangs in the balance. The town shut last week after operators weren't given the legal permissions and contract to continue opening the site. But City of Karratha Mayor Daniel Scott says they're confident the event will be able to be held there.
It's devastating news that NIFL and the state government couldn't come to some sort of agreement and that it got to this point. So we're working with the state government now to make sure that the Cossack Art Awards goes ahead.
A Halls Creek home has been damaged after going up in flames overnight. The blaze sparked up just before 10 o'clock last night. Thankfully, no one was injured. Police are investigating. The cause remains unknown. Shine lawyers are in the Kimberley today speaking to communities about the stolen wages class action suit. They'll be at the Kununurra Warringarri Aboriginal Corporation's office until 2 o'clock. To local sport, Kununurra Netball returns tonight. Round one gets underway at 6 p.m. with the Salamanders to take on the Hornets. Then the Pythons are also set to take on Wildfire, with the Salties and Brolgers going head-to-head at 7:30. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.